I mentioned this a moment ago, and no, I didn't leave a letter out. I said Tar Wars, not Star Wars, but Tar Wars. We're talking about what's going on with cigarette and tobacco use when it comes to our young folks. And, you know, yesterday there was a ruling from the FDA involving flavored cigarettes. And we want to bring on our next guest to talk a little bit more about Tar Wars and define what that is and what the goal is. We want to say good morning to Dr. Monica Newton with the Georgia Academy of Family Physicians. Dr. Newton, thanks for being with us this morning. A pleasure to have you here.
Well, thank you, Bill, and thank you, everyone, for hearing my heart and listening to a little bit about our concern about vaping, e-cigarette use, and tobacco use in our youth. It is an epidemic, and unfortunately, this epidemic has not excluded Hall County over the past 2 years while we've all been fighting in pandemic, vape use and our kids by a Georgia Department of Education study has increased 100%.
Wow.
So now 1 in 4 high schoolers have vaped in the last year. That's a lot.
Yeah.
1 in 11 middle schoolers, which is why I think this topic is super important.
Well, and one of the things that parents might say is, well, and weren't smoking, at least. They were vaping. That's okay. What's in these vapes? I mean, you still have an issue with that. And does that lead to tobacco use later? If people who vape stay with vape?
Yeah, the trouble is what people don't understand is that these vaping devices like Juul or a Puff Bar contain as much nicotine as an entire pack of cigarettes. And so starting a kid, a young person, a middle schooler, high schooler, with that much nicotine, number one, can make them sick. So you probably heard, I don't know, probably 2 years ago, right before the pandemic, we had a bunch of kids in the emergency room here because they didn't know what they had put in the vape. And I'm not sure we were ever really clear on that. I know for sure if they put marijuana in the vape, that's a felony. So mm-hmm. You certainly don't want to think that, you know, just because it's in a vaping device doesn't mean that it's actually a more serious infraction than smoking a joint. So, you know,
yeah.
That's a misdemeanor. So let's just talk about it. You know, this is not something that they can put all kinds of chemicals in the vape. And, you know, it's sort of like steam cleaning your lungs, to be honest. We've had kids who athletic careers have ended as a result of having pneumonia or infections in the lungs or destruction to the lungs that required chest tubes and hospitalization. Vaping makes you sick, you know, especially if you get too much nicotine. Poor little kids have died as a result of ingesting these devices because of high doses of nicotine that have killed them.
Wow.
So, you know, it's not benign, and sales have gone wild. They've increased 200%. E-cigarettes particularly have increased 200% during the pandemic, which is why, as a result of all this, the Georgia Academy of Family Physicians and their foundation, the Georgia Healthy Family Alliance, has really advocated. In fact, we got legislation passed. Many of you may know or may not know that there's a new law that requires education for kindergarten to 12th grade, and we, with the Tar Wars campaign, think we have something that's really helpful that can help educators, kids, parents, business leaders kind of stand in the gap and educate people about the harms of vaping and tobacco. It's a 30-year-old program called Tar Wars, started by family physicians about tobacco. It focuses on 4th and 5th graders because we know that if we can get to them before they initiate tobacco use, we make a more lasting impact. And so this program, this innovative program that teaches kids about marketing, how to be clever about what they're actually saying, the harms of vaping, the harms of cigarette use, has been implemented across the country. In fact, we've revived it with more vaping education and education about e-cigarettes. And even though we were in a pandemic last year, we reached 2,700 fourth and fifth graders in our area. And even one of the fifth graders, I want to give a shout-out to him just in case we have some listeners from Bexar County, but Noah Self from Yargo Elementary won, was a third-place winner in our statewide poster competition.
Oh,
so the kids have some interactive things that they do through the program, and it's been very effective in changing attitudes, which we hope will influence behavior when they become middle schoolers and high schoolers.
And is this program available in all systems now, or how is it being made available as far as being added to curricula, or is it being added?
Interestingly, we have community partners, so it's in, we've reached out and have partners in Hall County and Gainesville City Schools and some private schools in the region. But we have three, currently in the state, we have three task force, or we call them strike forces, that are working with the communities, one here in Northeast Georgia. And I am a Northeast Georgia family physician that works with the physicians group, and our health system is one of the signature sponsors of this. I think this is a great opportunity for people in the community and businesses, people that have kids that want to get involved. We certainly are fundraising, costs about $12.50 to educate and train providers and presenters and provide the kits and things that we use for these interactive sessions with the kids. And so it's great opportunities for community partners to step in and get their name endorsing this anti-vaping, anti-tobacco education. So we've also partnered. I want to give a shout-out to the Hall County Sheriff's Department and the educators, the health educators in the Bexar County schools, as those have been two also key critical partners for us and partnering with them in what they had going on and delivering specifically this targeted Tar Wars campaign.
Excellent. Our guest this morning, Dr. Monica Newton with the Georgia Academy of Family Physicians. We're talking about Tar Wars. If there are parents out there listening, or maybe some educators that catch this on the podcast, how would they find out more if they're interested in finding out more about how to be part of Tar Wars?
Well, I appreciate you asking. So our website is full of information. You can find us at www.GeorgiaHealthyFamilyAlliance.org and then the /Tar Wars. That'll get you to our tab with all kinds of information and contacts. And then feel free to, reach out through email there as well. And so that's the best way to get in contact with us.
All right, excellent. I'm seeing this one stat here, and we're going to leave on this one because this is one I find just incredible. 1/5 of children are smokers by the time they leave high school. That's a pretty big number. It's 20%. That's a lot.
Can I just say one thing?
Yeah.
That is the single most modifiable health risk factor. You know, the one that you can modify with your lifestyle that will leave the biggest impact on diseases from everything from heart disease to cancer. So it is key. It's the one thing that's why I'm so passionate about it. It's the one thing if we can prevent one person from starting smoking or vaping, that's the most important thing we can do for their lifespan. So
thank you,
everybody, for hearing me out. It's really something that's very important.
Dr. Newton, thanks for being with us this morning. We wish you the best, and do hope that you get a chance to get out and enjoy this nice weather this weekend. Feels a little like fall, doesn't it?
Yes. Thank you so much, Bill.